Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Canterbury Retail India Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phones. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, brief disclaimer: the presentation which Canterbury Retail India Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their websites, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Canterbury Retail India Limited business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and that the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Bansal, CMD from Canterbury Retail India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, I welcome everyone to the Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this call is Mr. Deepak Bansal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Surendra Nigam, CFO, Mrs. Poonam Chahal, CS, and Marathon Capital, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look at our results. The presentation and result release have been uploaded on the stock exchange and our company website. We are pleased to announce an interim dividend at the rate of 20% per equity share. Our company has delivered good financial results with a revenue growth of 11% in 9-month FY24. Despite muted consumer demand, however, we have observed that despite the overall muted market conditions, our customers have upped their spends, leading to an increase in average bill value. On the expansion front, the company accelerated its store expansion strategy by opening 66 stores during the first 9 months of the year. We remain focused on pursuing our long-term strategic agenda by further expanding our reach into newer markets and ensuring an elevated shopping experience to our customers. I now hand over the call to Mr. Surendra Nigam for giving an update on the financial performance of the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and a very warm welcome to everyone. Coming to the financials, standalone performance highlights for quarter 3 FY24. Revenue from operations for quarter 3 FY24 grew by 7% to 174 crore as compared to 163 crore in Q3 FY23. EBITDA for quarter 3 FY24 stood at 53.9 crore as compared to 55.9 crore in Q3 FY23. EBITDA margin earned in Q3 FY24 is 30.9% as compared to 34% in Q3 FY23. Profit before tax for quarter 3 FY24 stood at 30.9 crore as compared to 36 crore in Q3 FY23. PBT margin for Q3 FY24 stood at 17.7% as compared to 22.2% in Q3 FY23. PAT margin for quarter 3 FY24 stood at 24.1 crore as compared to 27 crore in Q3 FY23, and PAT margin for quarter 3 FY24 stood at 13.8% as compared to 16.5% in Q3 FY23. Now coming to the standalone performance highlights for 9-month FY24. Revenue from operations for 9-month FY24 grew by 11%, that is 421 crore as compared to 380 crore in 9-month FY23. EBITDA for 9-month FY24 stood at 118 crore as compared to 123 crore in 9-month FY23. EBITDA margin for 9-month FY24 stood at 28% as compared to 32% in 9-month FY23. Profit before tax for 9-month FY24 stood at 55 crore as compared to 67.3 crore in 9 months FY23. PBT margin for 9 months FY24 stood at 13.1% as compared to 17.7% in 9 months FY23. PAT margin for 9 months FY24 stood at 43.9 crore as compared to 50.4 crore in 9 months FY23. PAT margins for 9 months FY24 stood at 10.4% as compared to 13.3% in 9 months FY23. The company added 66 stores in 9 months FY24. With this, the company operates 533 EBOs, out of which 379 are the company-owned stores and 134 are the franchisee-based. The retail area is approximately 6.38 lakh square feet as on December 31, 2023. Now we may begin the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, could you talk about what was the SSG in the quarter?
So SSG for us in the quarter is actually on a lower side. It is -4%. In terms of value, it is -4%, and at the same time, it's the quantity is 0.9%, -0.9%. So because of the slight correction in prices, so it is -4% SSG front for the quarter.
Got it. So yeah, I observed this in the numbers well, that your ASPs are down YOY. So is it because of higher discounting or have you taken down MRP prices itself?
Yes, so basically the main 4% down is on the basis of we have not passed the completely, that's not about the discount. It is the lower price. 4% is actually the lower selling price.
Okay, so the MRP itself has been reduced.
The MRP has been reduced because there was a correction in the raw material prices. So due to the correction in the raw material prices, we have reduced the MRP. So it means the correction in the raw material prices was passed on to the customers.
I noticed that. Despite this price correction, your gross margins actually are very strong. The other thing I was thinking was that in this quarter, for you, winter tends to be, there are a lot of winter products that get sold, which have higher ASPs. Now, product mix sense also should have been, would have been negative. So what is the impact of that?
The winter items haven't gone down much, but the regular items like the shirt and trousers, there is impact on that side. So if you see the quarter, October, November, December, there was a shift in the Diwali, festival. Last year Diwali was in October, this year Diwali came in November. So in October the sales are down much because Diwali was in November, and in November there was recovery was not that much which was expected due to the Diwali. So that's why there is a 4% negative same store sale growth. In December we were the flat, there was no dip in the sales. So that's how the 3 months came to be -4% in SSG.
Got it. And in your press release, you mentioned that now that the winter is good in 4Q, you are seeing some recovery in revenues. So should we expect a positive SSG in 4Q, or given the still weak demand environment, SSG will remain muted in 4Q as well?
There is still pressure on the demand side in the quarter four also. So we hope that it should get flat, but there is a muted demand in the market only in quarter four as well.
Understood. And last question from my side. You have added almost 60 plus stores in 9 months itself. So what's the target for store opening now for FY24 and 25? If you could just talk about that.
Yeah, we have the same targets. We plan to open 80 to 90 new stores in the next financial year. though there has been a muted demand, but this hasn't impacted the sales expectation from the new stores. The sale expectation and the results we are getting from the new stores are as per the expectations. So we have kept our expansion plans intact for the next year.
Understood. Thanks a lot. I'll just come back in the queue.
Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankit from Subhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. A couple of questions from my side. Sir, what was the share of winter products in this quarter?
Share of the winter products?
Yeah.
So basically, the overall volume what we have been sold this quarter is mainly on the November and December. That is on the winter side. So approximately, if I just four winter product, so that is the same range which is coming in this quarter particularly, approximately 60% in terms of value, which is coming from the winter category, in fact.
Okay, and what was it last quarter, same year? I mean, Q3 of last year?
It is approximately percentage is the same one. 60-40 is happening in the quarter itself. In the quarter itself for the winter material, apart from like shirts and other categories. Exact number I can give separately.
What I was trying to understand was that the slowdown is across. I mean, it is not only in on the winter product, right?
That's correct.
No, slowdown is majorly in the shirt and trouser category. Winter category, what we have seen, is stable. Because in December, the trend may be a little bit because there was a late onset to winter. But in January, we have seen the winter category is performing well because there was low late onset of winter, so it was recovered by the January month.
But in January, you would have to discount your products at a higher rate to clear the inventory, right?
But it is the same what we gave last year, so there is no increase in the discounts compared to the last year in January.
But in spite of a good January, you still feel that your SSG could be negative in this quarter?
Yeah, it is due to the regular items like shirt, trousers.
No, I am asking, sir, that in spite of a good January month, you still feel that your fourth quarter SSSG might be negative.
Yeah, it's a muted one. Because the quarter four itself, the January numbers were also slightly on the muted side. So it would be either flat or slightly on the lower side. Yeah, for the quarter four.
So my second question. Okay, then my second question is, now considering the fact that there have been slowdowns since 9 months, so your overall results have been subdued since last 9 months, and you are still expanding your capacities, right? You are increasing your store count. Now, is there a point wherein you will first see the demand coming up and then you will expand your stores, or in spite of the muted demand, you will continue with your expansion plans?
We have kept our expansion plans intact because our new stores are doing pretty well. The expectation from the new stores is coming what we are expecting. The market is in the new towns are positive for us. So we have kept our plans intact, and the new stores which we are opening are not going into the losses, or there is not a break-even problem in the new stores. No, new stores also are getting into the profits and giving us the good sales.
Okay, and lastly, sir, now assuming that the market demand remains at, the market conditions remains like this for a couple of more quarters, because we are entering an election year and there could be some slowdown. So considering that thing in mind, is the company putting some efforts to improve its performance in terms of growth rate, or you will purely depend on the market conditions to improve and then only you will show a good growth rate? I mean, what are the extra efforts which the management is trying to put in, assuming that the market conditions remains the way it is for the next two quarters at least?
The next quarter, the next financial year will be an election time. So in election time, it is assumed that a lot of money comes into the market. And we expect demand to grow in the next quarter from the April onwards. And we have introduced some staff incentives programs, and we have working on the procurement and designing side also to improve the sales. These two measures we have introduced to get the same store sale growth in a positive note in the next financial year.
Okay. Lastly, should we now assume a relatively lower margins on a structural basis for you, or you feel that you will regain your erstwhile margins of 30%+ in at EBITDA or 13% at the bottom line?
So-
What would be the sustainable margins, say, we should work with for next year?
The same thing. I guess, we also mentioned earlier, on a longer term basis, all the plans from the management side is on a longer term plan. These are the volatilities in the market for the current scenario, so there is no change in the plan. In fact, in the EBITDA this year, obviously the EBITDA margin, as we mentioned, 30%, we are very sure from next financial year onward, quarter-on-quarter basis, this will be on the same numbers this year, slightly on a lower side. Overall, on a longer basis, quarter-on-quarter basis, we are targeting the same number, and almost we are very hopeful to achieve those numbers.
Okay. Sorry, one last small question. You recently raised money via equity. I mean, you were already debt-free, and what our calculation suggests was that the internal approvals were enough for you to grow at what, 20%-25% growth rate. What was the rationale of this money raising, and are you going to accelerate your expansion plans, or what is the thought process?
In this case, the FII which has been coming, so obviously they want to be the partner in that. That's correct. We are the debt-free company, and everything expansion was a plan from the internal accrual only. They wish to come as a part of the, you know, they want to put money in the company and want to be the part of the growth plan. As such, that obviously that would be helpful in improving our margins as well. When the cash would be there available in the books, then we can have a better negotiation, and we can improve on working on our gross margins. That's the basic idea. There is no other change in the plan as far as that money which is coming in the concern as well. That will help in improving our margins and better negotiations as well.
Margins will improve, but your working capital will increase because of lower creditor days. Is it the right way to assume?
We can assume that. We can assume that. It would be giving it a better. Probably everything in this would be putting in the working capital, so our gross margin would be improved.
Got it. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Sharma from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So
Sir, the line from Rajesh Sharma has been disconnected. Our next question is from the line of Palash from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my first question is, when do you think that you would be back to the positive SSSG territory?
Yeah. In the next financial year, we are planning that we'll be back in the positive SSSG. This is due to the reason that our main SSSG is negative due to the fall in the ASP. We have planned to increase our margins, and there will be an increase in the ASP. If with the increase in the ASP, we hope that our SSSG will be back to the normal.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned that your new stores are breaking even at normal. Is it normal or there is some delay? Like, your mature stores are showing negative SSSG, but newer stores are showing some delay, or they are at the normalized historical level in terms of break-even periods?
No, in terms of break-even period, like what was earlier, it is still there, and our new stores are doing well. Break-even period is coming to be 1.5 years. It is the same thing we are expecting and the same performance stores are giving.
Okay. Sir, margin guidance for this year, what would the level be?
Obviously this year margins in terms of gross margin we are maintaining. EBITDA and PAT would be slightly on a lower side, slightly. Overall, on a longer term basis, we have been keeping the same targets.
Yeah. You're confident that you would be back on the normalized 30% levels from next year onwards?
For the company, and we are working on it. What the 30% EBITDA margin plus minus, always I said 5% different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus EBITDA margin, keeping 28%-30% in mind and 17%-18% of the, you know,
Sir, sorry.
That's post-Ind AS, 17%-18% of the margin we are keeping in mind.
So that would be all the plan.
And sir, my last question is, any update you could give on your footwear stores?
We have opened right now 4 footwear stores, so 2 more are in the pipeline. So initially we have planned that we will check in the market with the 5 to 6 new stores. So after these 6 stores get opened, we will decide how to go further about this category. And but footwear category we have kept in the old store also. There are around 50 old stores, family stores, where we have kept the footwear. And we are getting a decent response in those stores. So we are planning that in the new stores which are coming, we add menswear category and the footwear category both.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. Thank you for your answers.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Shirijana from Ratnatar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had a small bookkeeping question. So, Shirinjati, we also calculate like gross margins after the factory labor expenses.
Yes, correct. Including all put together from the face, if you see, it is so factory labor is added in this one. So, I'm giving you the gross margin, reducing this one.
Yeah, I just wanted that number for this quarter. What could be that?
Yes. For this quarter, we will be able to deliver a gross margin of 59 up to 9 months and review, which is as compared. So there is no reduction in the gross margin, no downfall.
Okay. So for 9 months, it's 59% after the factory level.
After factory level and all put together, yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nirav Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
So you have some time back spoken about your focus on online sales as well. Just wanted to check in terms of proportion, where has that number reached, and do you see, because of that particular portion of sales, do you see any impact on the margin because of online sales?
So, right, what we told our earlier target, same are on track. Last year, we have been able to achieve 2.5, and this year we promised approximately 5 to 6%. So, this year, we will be able to close approximately 6% of our total revenue on track. And yes, there is a slight reduction in the margin, that was approximately 1%, which is because of the increase in e-commerce sales. So, that has also been factored.
Okay. And sir, just a follow-up question to some of the earlier asked questions. I just wanted to check, what is it that you're doing different in the new stores where you believe that the sales are happening positively compared to your age stores where you believe that there has been a decline in SSG growth? So there must be something new or better which you must be doing in new stores. Is that the case, or is this that you're trying to capture new markets through the new stores and hence seeing positive results?
See, in the new markets, we are distance doing slightly bigger store. Our new average store size in the last quarter is coming to be something like 1700 square feet. And our average company store size is 1200 square feet. So there is a good increase in the average store per size in the stores we opened in the last quarter. And by increasing the size of the store, we have seen a positive impact in the sales also. The bigger stores are giving the bigger revenues. And definitely the visibility has also improved much due to the bigger front in the bigger front of the bigger stores. So it's not just about capturing the market, it's a business sense also. If it's making a good business sense, then only we are going for the expansion. So it's a pure business decision to go for a good bigger stores and the new expansion.
So will it be right to say that a PSF will go up probably, if I have to project it for the next forthcoming years? Are you seeing a uptick in the PSF as well because of this particular change in store size and all?
PSF generally tend to go down in the bigger store, but our retail cost remains same in the bigger store. Retail cost is not going up. So in the totality, our revenue is going up with the bigger stores. But yes, the per square feet sale is not going up with the bigger stores.
And so last question, in terms of the projected sales growth, number of stores growing, what could be the mix of COCO versus FOFO stores?
It is going to be the same, 75% the COCO stores and 25% FOFO stores.
Okay. That's all for my answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Veera.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Sharma from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So, a couple of questions from my side. So, first one would be, so despite improvement in the gross margin in Q3, as compared to previous year, the EBITDA has reduced significantly. Any specific reason for that?
In terms of reduction of EBITDA, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, same thing. Honestly, there is a, because 4% reduction is the same store growth. So obviously expenses are full. In fact, on an annual basis, slight increase in terms of existing rent, manpower or rental, you can say. So that's the only thing, but everything is watchful. So overall, the reason for reduction is this, in terms of EBITDA, as compared to last year, quarter on quarter, is mainly expenses remain intact. However, the same store sale growth is not being there.
Okay, sir. Got it. And what would be the proportion of online sales and where we are present in that manner?
So online proportion this year, as of now, yes. Out of this 421 crore of sales, what we did, 27 is the exact number for the e-commerce, and overall annual basis, 6% approximately we are closing for this financial year.
And are we making any profit on this?
Yes, yes, we are doing it. It is not on that much of gross margin is there as compared to offline, but we are on a break-even driven side on this particular segment as well.
Okay, and last question. And what is our current manufacturing capacity, and are we planning to add more capacities in next financial year?
So, existing capacity for our factory is approximately 15 lakh pieces, which we are enhancing. By the end of this financial, it should go approximately 18 to 20. But overall target for the company is for the manufacturing side, 2/3 or 60% from our manufacturing, including job worker, factory plus job worker. Job worker are going to increase the moment our volume would increase. And the balance 1/3 or 40% would be from the FOB side for knitting materials, with all the knits and accessories. So that ratio broadly would be same going forward as well.
Okay, sir. So that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thanks, Rajesh. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Yash Bajaj from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. So you mentioned that in 50 stores, we have introduced our footwear line, and you said that there are positive responses from that. So can you explain, how much of those 50 stores, each store, how much footwear contributes to the overall sales as of today?
It's very less right now because it's only about 2 months that we have introduced. So it's too early to comment on the figures. So give us some time by the end of this new quarter, by the March, and we will give you the healthy figures on the shoe side.
But overall, okay. Sell-through is there, what we expected in footwear as well.
Okay, and in how much time will we take to expand the entire footwear lineup to all our stores?
We are not planning to expand it to the old stores because there is a limitation of the space in the old stores. So in the old stores, we have only put in the 50 stores. In the new stores, which we are taking in a bigger size, we are putting the footwear. In almost 70% of the new stores, we are putting the footwear. So, in the old stores, we are not planning to do it in the old stores.
Okay, got it. And my last question is that the money we raised in the pref, just wanted to understand the reasoning behind not investing in increasing the store growth in the store expansion or in the manufacturing capacity than getting more benefit in the procurement side of it when it comes to the material?
So as I explained earlier as well, the purpose is not to increase in number of stores, because we are always been a believer of sustainable growth. So there is no point of making the store count double from 80 and per year to 150, because the location finding is not. So we are being there, and the money which is being there was the existing working capital reserve. It's a plus for the company that there is some cash there in the books, which we will be able to explore in terms of and improve our gross margin. So that's the basic idea behind this. Not making the store count double.
And that benefit we would get for another year or something, how would that be then?
We are expecting this, even the negotiation and other things. So probably that, because the e-commerce share has been increasing, so however the maintaining the same gross margin is a challenge, or 1% improvement would be there. So yes, at least we can expect couple of quarters could be there to get this results.
Okay, okay. Thank you for the answers and all the best.
Thanks, Yash.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Palesh from Nuvama Melt. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. Sir, what would be the 9-month SSSG in volume terms?
And 9 months SSG in volume terms is 0.5% negative.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pallavi Deshpande from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Just wanted to understand on the women's section. I understand we want to increase our presence there. So what steps have we taken there in terms of, you could put it in terms of capacity manufacturing or in terms of the women's stores, separate standalone women's stores and each that we have opened?
Yeah, today we have around 33 exclusive women's store, and we around 11 to 12 more exclusive women's and lady women's and kids store are in the pipeline. And in the women's, we are majorly doing it through the third party fabricators and the FOB. In-house production of the women's is not there. And we are planning to go it forward also in the same format. The women's new merchandise will be only outsourced or will be fabricated through the third-party fabricators. But yes, women's category is doing well. The new stores which we have opened are giving us the good revenues. So that's why 11 stores more are in the pipeline for the ladies and kids.
So out of the total opening this year, how many were women's?
So... It will be around 15 to 20 stores will be the women's store this year, exclusive ladies and kids stores.
Right. And so second question was in terms of this, what would be the malls versus, ratio of stores, malls to the high street, and are we seeing that, which store performs better, one in the mall or the high street?
Yeah, we went around 83% of our stores in the high streets and only 17% of the stores in the malls. So we are majorly high street brand. So, but yes, mall stores are also not doing well. We are not doing the stores in the C-class malls or the malls which are not performing well. So your performance in the mall majorly depends upon the how is the mall doing. Like if mall is doing great, then majorly the brands in that mall used to do well. And where we are present in the malls are majorly in the B category. We are not present in the very big malls, and we are not present in the very bad malls. So in the medium category of malls, we are there, and the sales in the malls are also good, quite decent.
So the new openings will be more in malls or more on the high street?
It will be more in the high street.
Right, sir. And last, what would be the investment we are planning for in terms of for the women's side for these stores? It would be the similar to other stores?
So investment in the women's store also come to be like the 50 lakh rupees per store. So means women's and women's and kids store size is lower than what the men's store and the family store are doing. So investment is less in that category. So it's come to be 50 lakhs for the women's and kids stores, and it rounds come to be 65 lakhs for the men's and the family stores.
And the inventory terms will be lower for these stores?
Approximately inventory days are the same for all the categories. There is not much differences in the category wise.
That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kandavi.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saloni from LQ Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My question is that, sir, I see raw material expense and job work charges to be quite fluctuating on quarter-on-quarter basis. Can you just, like, even if we take it as percentage to sales, it's quite fluctuating. So can you just give me an idea about why is it so fluctuating?
So in our case, there is always, when you coming for the trading account, the trading account has to be the combination of own manufacturing as well as job working. So gross margin is important, what we have been maintaining. Some slightly up and there would be there in terms of job work. We did lesser job charges is there because last year already some inventory pressure was there and we made slightly higher inventory last year. Cash flow was more used for the inventory last year. So this year we corrected all the inventories. So overall, my gross margin is to be maintained, which is the part inclusive of job work charges as well as own manufacturing and FOB. So all put together, gross margin is being maintained.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants to press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Bijal Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on your footwear business. So the footwear in whatever store which you are introducing, is it also eligible for buy to get five scheme?
So it come again?
Not. Anything the same is buy to get five in footwear as well?
No, the bulk offer is not there on the footwear. In the footwear, we are giving the flat discount only because it's really tough for anyone to buy the five pieces. So the flat price offer is only suitable for the footwear and we are keeping going with that ahead only.
So I'm asking that, let's say I buy four pieces of clothes and one of footwear. Can I club it that way or that is not possible?
No, mixing is not there. Mixing is not there.
Footwear category was not with the garment.
Margins are not same.
Because of the...
Because there are different margins in the footwear and the margins in the apparel category are different. So so they cannot be mixed together.
Okay. And I mean, how many stores do you plan to roll it out probably? So all the new stores which are coming from them, would they have footwear on day one? And the older one you said 50 stores, but in the new stores, all of them will have it?
So in the old stores, 50 stores we have identified where we have kept the footwear. So these were majorly the bigger stores where there was the availability of the space. And the stores which were slightly smaller in size or there is a space constraint, we haven't kept the footwear. And 5-4 stores we have opened for the exclusive footwear category. And the new stores which are coming, around 70% of the stores will be carrying footwear.
Okay. Sir, the second question is on your women's offering. So, sales per square foot in women's is similar to what you see in men's or it is very different?
Sales per square foot is lesser in the women's and the kids category. But it's improving year on year. We have seen this time an uplift, good growth in the women's category in the winter season. So we hope that's why we are going slow also in the women's EBOs. So, but we hope that this category will give good revenues in the future and it will be growing constantly year on year.
So besides sales per square foot, other things like I mean, the proportion of sold on discount and proportion of return, is that similar or how, I mean, how would you say broadly the economics of women's business versus men's business? you expect to evolve, not today, but probably maybe in 2-3 years when it stabilizes? How do you expect it to evolve?
Yes, the retail cost is on the higher side in the women's and the kids store right now than the men's stores. But the stores, new stores we are opening are giving us good returns. Initially, there was some error also on our part because we're new into the ladies and the kids category. But right now, we have also got the right strategy to expand in the ladies and the kids category. The new locations which we are identifying and the new stores which are performing are better than the what opened initially. So we are expanding, that's why we're expanding in the ladies and kids category, and we hope this business will improve further in this category.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Shah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for allowing the follow-up. If you could just talk about your absolute volumes this quarter.
The absolute volume which we have done is around 13,88,000 pieces we have sold in this quarter.
Got it. And inventory at the end of the quarter and YOY, how is it kind of moved? Because I think you spoke you have corrected inventory compared to last year.
Correct. So inventory is also on a very decent side. Since December was the highest of the all the quarter in terms of inventory because of the high value of the winter product. So this year my 250 as of now 250 crore is the inventory for the end of the 31st of the December. So which we have been expecting it being slightly lesser in terms of days for the end of the financial year.
And what was it last December? Because last December also, you know, the same winter.
238 was the last December, which is being this year for 250 because we have been increased number of stores.
Right. And any difference in SSG trends that you observe in tier 1 and tier 2 towns versus tier 3 and tier 4 towns?
No, there is the same trend at most of the places. We haven't noticed much difference in the SSG trend with respect to the tier 1, 2 and 3 towns. So it is almost the same.
Okay, got it. Once again, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Ashishji.
Good evening, sir. I will just two questions. As you told previous con call that the revenue target was 1,000 crore in next few years. Any change in guidance for the same?
So yes, our long-term target is same. So considering the current financial year slightly, and still we are hoping to achieve this target of 1,000 crore in the middle of FY26 is slightly maybe extended for a few more quarters. So middle of FY27, we will be able to achieve those numbers. So there is no change in long-term strategies and plans.
Okay, sir. But the previous financial 23 and financial 24 revenue approx are same, not in 25% growth like that.
Obviously, yes, 20% what we were predicted, not this because of the SSG. This year is a problem, but we are very hopeful that next year this could be covered because last year our base was slightly on a higher side. So over on a longer term basis, yes, whenever we are giving any number, plus minus 10% would be there. So a couple of more quarters would have been there. So by mid of FY27, the numbers are, we are targeting the same numbers.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak for closing comments.
I would like to once again thank you all for joining us on the call today. We hope we have been able to answer your query. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarification or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.